بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue in this advice entitled Questions Leading or That Led Shia Youth to the Truth. And this is part number 4. In this, we tell you to go to the book that you scholars, and maybe you, consider to be the most authentic book in your hands, and that is the book of Al-Kafi by Al-Killini. Go there to Usul Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 239. And you will find a report from Abi Basir that he entered upon Abdullah, quote, alayhi salam, and he asked him about a matter concerning if there is a mushaf, a copy, other than the Quran. And he said that there is mushaf Fatima, mushaf Fatima, and that in it, the mushaf of Fatima, it contains threefold the what is contained in your Quran, and that it does not have from your Quran one single letter. So you can find the full report in this book which was related to you. Now the question which we hope you will begin to think about was the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, was he aware of a mushaf called the Mushaf of Fatima? If he did not know of it, how did then, quote, Ahl al-Bayt, members of the household, knew of it while he is Allah's messenger? And on the other hand, if he knew of it, then why did he, quote, hide from the Ummah? While we know that Allah states in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:67, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. O Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord. And if you don't, then you have not conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from mankind. Verily Allah guides not the people who disbelieve. So where are you going to go with this report? And you now have heard what it entails. Either he did not know, and this is something, if others knew and he did not know, or that he knew but he hid it, a'udhu billah. The believer should work to save himself from every kind of insult and free himself from any kind of insult to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us and for you to guide us to the truth and make it clear to us and to abide by it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.